Good morning, Brian Boyle here, and welcome to the Mesh Tongue Running Show. Great to be back, and hope all are well. We are 1 week away from the Boston Marathon, so any of you that are out and training this week or getting ready for the race next week, I wish you the best of luck, and it should be an exciting one. This is gonna be a good race. So, my goal today is to keep you from getting sick this week. Now, if you've ever had a big race before and you've gotten sick, you know how bad this is. In 2000, I'm getting ready for the Marine Corps Marathon, the 25th anniversary year. There's 25,000 people running, and you know I'm out training all summer. I'm super stoked for this marathon. I'm going to go out and do well. And by Wednesday, the week before, I've come down with the flu. Now, Thursday, feel miserable. Friday, feel miserable. Saturday, I feel like I'm actually alive again. And Sunday is the big race. And I'm like, oh, no big deal. This will be fantastic. So I go out and try to crush this thing like I'm going to run a 240 marathon. So halfway through the race, I am in 50th place out of 25,000. Moving up, we get to mile 17 and a complete explosion happens. I'm dying. The only thing that kind of kept me motivated to keep going was that I wasn't going to pay for another night stay in the hotel room in Arlington there. And so I just kept going. I didn't hop into the ambulance or the medic tent or anything like that because I had to be out of my room by 1 o'clock. I had a late checkout. So I keep going and I end up finishing like 3:20 something. And, you know, again, well off the pace of what I was going for. Not a bad marathon time, but I ended up running and walking the last, you know, 6-7 miles. Now, here's the problem though, right? This has happened to many, many people. And, you know, doing a quick research thing on the internet as to, you know, how to keep people from getting sick before the race, I see all sorts of kind of bunk evidence. They say, oh my gosh, well, you know, try and get enough sleep, you know, in the taper, try and, you know, eat well, stretch, all this other stuff. The downside of this, right, and what I'm seeing when I did further research into other areas is that usually what ends up happening is it follows a high stress period. So you've been training for, let's say, 23 weeks. Your goal is to taper that last week. Your body now is sensed into what's considered by some a leisure sickness because your body senses that you've stopped a high period of stress where it, in, you know, quote, parentheses here, air quotes, can't get sick. Well, when you start this taper, now what happens is that the body says, oh, we're going to start shutting down a little bit. Oh, I guess it's time to get sick. And I've seen this time and time and time and time again. So what we've started doing with our runners is not allowing them to change the schedule. This is not the time, yes, you're going to maybe taper back miles, but it's not the time to sleep in an extra hour or an extra hour or two. Okay, I think there's plenty of time after the race if you want to. All right. This is the time where, yes, you're going to wake up the same time if your routine is to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to get your workout in, or 5:30, whatever it is, you keep that routine. Maybe you don't run the mileage. Maybe you're doing something else, some cross training. Maybe it's just stretching. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it may be that you feel comfortable with. It's not necessarily time to try something new, but it's something that you've already incorporated in. That is kind of your active rest days, but it doesn't trigger the body to say, hey, you know, I'm in a less, you know, stressful time and I'm going to actually get sick. The other interesting thing that I like to do is obviously keeping hydrated, you know, making sure that, you know, that your diet is staying consistent. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to change anything other than if you are, you know, if you are counting calories and you're looking at that, then, you know, what you would end up doing is for your decrease in activity, you know, you would change the caloric intake so you're not going to overconsume during this period. What I also like to do is, you know, make sure that the body is prepped for the marathon. So you want to taper, but I still think that that you're going to be just fine keeping up, you know, mileage, even if it's only 10 to 20% less. I don't think you need to drop 40 or 50%, as is so often prescribed. I think you can still do fine, and I've seen this time and time again. It does obviously depend on the training of the person, but if you are a kind of semi-elite, more elite runner, I think you can, you know, drop by just 10 to 20%, even though the temptation is to drop by 50% to go in with so-called fresh legs. I think that's too much of a drop. I still think that there's enough, people that are getting sick because of that. So I'd say, 10 to 20%, even anybody's, kind of training level, you're going to be just fine. So if you are in this mode, you're 1 week away from Boston, I would encourage you, do not change your schedule. Don't let the body realize that it's a new, downtime, period where now this high stress level from work and training and all this other stuff can creep in. If you're taking antioxidants, continue doing so. However you're getting your nutritional needs met, again, make that adjustment for decreased, caloric output. If you are, again, normally, going to be getting up at 4:35 o'clock, I would continue to do that. Don't change that training regimen, okay, just because you're maybe going to reduce your mileage. What I would do is just stay active, kind of this active rest. Don't let the body trigger that newfound, going into leisure mode or decrease activity mode. So hopefully you find this helpful. If you've got questions, send them to me, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at company5k.com. That's number5k.com. I'll be happy to get back to you. If you find value in this, please share it with your friends, your family, your training partners. I wish you the best of luck. If it's not Boston, it's whatever race it is coming up. Again, utilize this every time as we're looking at your race week. Usually only happens in the marathon. Usually doesn't happen at the lower races just because of the high levels of stress. But if you find value in this, again, share this with your friends and family, training partners, whatever you do, don't go hurting yourself to come back. I'll see you again next time. Take care.